An arsenal of guns and other weapons, including a bayonet and a samurai sword, a military-style uniform, and three photographs of a dead person covered in plastic and blood. Those were just some of the items that warrants unsealed this morning show that police found after searching the home of Newtown, Connecticut school shooter Adam Lanza. A seal on the warrants expired yesterday, and they were made available this morning, the same day a pro-gun control ad featuring relatives of victims began airing in Connecticut. The ad marks what activists are calling a national day to demand action to end gun violence.
I got a 911 call that there was a shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
We need to remember the 26 victims who lost their lives.
She just wanted to teach little kids, and that was her goal, and she died doing it. Wonderful.
That was the last I ever saw Jesse alive.
Joining us on the line is Hartford Current reporter Dave Altimeri. And Dave, would you tell us more about the kinds of weapons Adam Lanza had and what else police found in their search for evidence?
Sure, Sasha. They found literally thousands of rounds of ammunition for all kinds of guns, from shotguns to the Bushmaster to several different pistols. They found four or five other guns in the house, including the .22 rifle that he used to kill his mother before he went to the school. Guns were in a gun safe or a gun locker, which apparently was in his room. And what they don't know is whether he had access to that through, because he knew the combination, or whether it was left open. But clearly, he had clearly the guns were in a safe in his room.
And is there any mention of his mother in these warrants?
Just things that they found that belonged to her. You know, she was literally killed in her sleep. She was shot four times in the head. They found the rifle right next to her bed. You know, there's a lot of references to different. They found her NRA certificate. They found a to-do list that she had that started on the 14th, that was for the week of the 14th. But most of it is about what they found in his bedroom and what they found in a couple of closets and what they found in the gun locker.
The warrants mention some journals that Adam Lanza kept, although I don't think they say what the journals said. And then last week, some Newsweeks mentioned this spreadsheet with a detailed listing of mass murders that Adam Lanza apparently kept. So do the warrants tell, does the unsealing today tell us anything about a motive?
There were seven journals, although there was no indication of when they were from. Could have very well been from when he was a little kid, actually. And there also is no mention in the search warrants about the spreadsheet that came out a couple of weeks ago when the state police colonel spoke at a national conference down in New Orleans and mentioned that they had found this spreadsheet that had the names of all these mass murderers and the number of people they killed and the guns they used. That's not in the documents. There is reference only to a single article about the Northern Illinois shooting back in 2008. We also know through our own reporting that they also had found some articles about Brevik, the guy from Norway.
Oh, the island, the camp, the summer camp
yes.
shooting.
Yes.
So motive still unclear?
I don't think there's really – I mean, I think their theory is that he and there's really nothing – there's nothing that they have found that spells this out. But I believe the state police theory at this point is that he wanted to outdo Brevik, the Norway man, and kill more people, and that he chose the elementary school because it would be a lot of targets that he could shoot at quickly.
What about, there's a reference to a citizen witness whose identity yeah. is still sealed or remains redacted. What do we know about that person?
That was one of the few things that was redacted on the state's attorney's request. All we know is that person was interviewed by the FBI on December 14th, the day of the shooting. That makes me suspect that person was from out of state. Not from, you know, not a neighbor or something like that, because it probably would not have been the FBI that would have interviewed him. It would have been the state police, and it's clearly someone that was relatively interesting thing that wasn't redacted in that part is that the person gave the police the indication that, I believe the direct quote of Sandy Hook was Adam's life, which is an interesting interesting comment.
And I believe in June, state police ongoing investigation report expected. Well, we'll possibly talk with you more about that then. This is Dave Altimeri, a reporter for the Hartford Courant. Dave, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.